Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Roundtable Talk Radio. Welcome here on Blog Talk Radio to the show. So therefore, if you want to give a call in here and get a reading yourself, give us a call at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. I also do private readings too. I have a shop downtown, Manitou Springs, Colorado. at 946 and a half Manitou Avenue. We call it the Mystic Closet Psychic Shop. We do some readings in person and that kind of stuff. So if you want to call for an appointment or just drop by, just give us a call, 740-500-8863. Or you can also do phone readings as well. We're also located other places too as well. The Klamathy, where we also do readings at the Klamathy. Yeah, Klamathy Kites and Cafe, which is in the spa building, which anybody can direct you to. I think it's 934 Manitou Avenue, Suite 105. So come down and join us on any one of those situations. But today we're doing readings here today. we're also doing one-card angel readings, so therefore that's going to be interesting in itself. So it's all sit back, relax, and just take a situation to go, okay? It's 12:06 p.m. Mountain Time. It's November 22nd, 2013. I'm your host, Psychic X Journey Man. Welcome to the show, and let's get to our callers. Let's see. Let's go to area code 857. Welcome to the show. How are you? What's your name?
Hello. My name is Melissa, and I wanted to say that was one heck of an opening. I was jamming over here.
How was you? That's one of my favorite groups and everything like that, so. Kansas. So in case anybody wants to know who that was.
I was definitely doing a mean toe tap.
it's like one of those things, we do the morning shows and we like to keep everybody, you know, I think we're actually better than coffee. So
right.
See what we can do
right.
That whole thing. So Melissa, how can we help you today? What's going on?
I had a question regarding work and really, mm-hmm. So there's two things. I really want to launch my own thing. I'm in the still working on it, but I still have to get a day job to pay bills. Unless something miraculous happens, which is, you know, never say never. I'm having issues with the day job because it's like I've been taking on a lot of temp assignments and I have been applying for full-time work. But nothing's materializing into anything full-time, and I'm just trying to figure out, is it even worth it or should I just stick to doing my own thing?
Well, see, the only thing I consider identify with is, yeah, I do have a shop downtown. And ever since I started working for myself, that's all I've been doing. I've been getting a lot of criticism from it because there are sometimes I struggle. But the idea of struggle is have a tendency to put you in a situation, a motivation to find solutions. We just had a discussion the other day where I was sitting there going, I like being self-employed because, see, I focus on solutions and I have more control of the situation instead of giving it to a job, which they're basically worldly. And they're going to give me what they think I should deserve, and they're going to do what they think they should do. I should do, compared to starting your own thing and doing what you want to do. Because I've had a couple of times where I look at situations and go, okay, we're not making any money today, but then my angels will sit there and go, well, you haven't really asked. You haven't really declared anything today either. So therefore, nothing's happening.
Right.
So therefore, do that. And then, because the first thing I picked up with you was the idea that you should definitely stick to your own and do your own thing, because me personally, it's never worked in the idea of working a job. It was the idea of having faith in what I'm creating and putting my energy in there, because when you start working a job, you're actually dividing your energy, and it's going in two different directions. When you can actually take that energy, combine it together, and actually accomplish something really quickly. Because I remember when we opened the first shop, it was kind of funny because people said, you're not going to really have a profit. You're not really going to do this and do that. But they're all going to say what they're going to say because of their own experiences. So we was kind of embarrassed for a while because it was like 4 months into it. We were making, I remember the first week, it was kind of incredible too, because it was like you're working these day jobs and stuff like that, and then I actually decided to quit my job. I was working for a hotel. So I decided to quit my job, and people were very critical too because they said, you should have gave 2 weeks notice. I said, why? Why should I stay somewhere 2 weeks more so they can get it, so they can find somebody to replace me? And to stay 2 more weeks in a place I don't want to be anymore. Okay?
Right.
I look at it this way. It's their responsibility. It's their responsibility to find people for those positions, not mine. I could be considerate about the whole thing, but something just came to me and said, it's time to go. And I believe that when realizations and answers happen, they happen right then and there. So it's time to make that choice and that decision right then and there. And that's the thing I got the most, is the idea of stick to your guns. There might be some things. I've learned one thing. My angels will sit there and go,
I learned a lot of things, let's put it that way, but they would tell me things like, okay, today you didn't make any money, but it's just one day out of 365 days, or 364 days, whatever. And then they would sit there and go, okay, today, this was kind of crazy because people couldn't even grasp this one. When I didn't have any food, and my angels would go, okay, you've been focusing on fasting. Well, here you go. You just needed another opportunity to do these certain things. So you look for the positive in every situation that happens, and your success will happen quicker because you're always looking for solutions instead of focusing on where you're at, which is not where you want to be. And then you'll be where you're going to be. Because it's kind of hard. I know I was there myself, and even though there's days when I wasn't eating, I actually came up with solutions. People would do readings and stuff, and they didn't want to pay for them. Or didn't want to give me a credit card because I was doing home services and stuff. That's before PayPal. And I would sit there and go, focus, and say, okay, what can we do here? I'm focusing on them calling me up with a solution, right? And I had a client I've been working with for probably about 2 or 3 years. She called me up and she goes, I know I owe you a lot of money, so can I just call a pizza place or something, send you food? And I was like, huh, I think I just came up with a solution. That actually, again, my angels always open up the avenues and people actually came to me as I had instructed. So you see, you have a lot of control over the situation. You just got to be open-minded to also what the solutions are. The world has a way of creeping in to say, okay, that's not it. And I actually read that and also had that in The Secret. It talks about that where Jack Canfield is focusing on $100,000. And he says some people get cynical because they don't look at the progression. Like he said, the first year when he was focusing on $100,000, he didn't get $100,000. But he did hit $93,000.
But he got close to it.
Yeah, so when you
he
think,
got,
yeah,
he got
so when
close
you think,
to it with the book deal
yeah,
or something,
eight,
right?
Yeah, he went from $8,000 a year to $93,000. And then the next year, he actually cleared $1 million. So, you know, it was one of those things. I've actually talked to a lot of people, too, that said that making that first million, if you've never made $1 million, the reason it's so hard is because your perception is still stuck on 9 to 5.
Right.
So you keep focusing on your visuals to keep that thing like he did. He would focus 15 minutes a day to sit there and focus on what would his life be like if he did make $100,000 a year. And that's what he focused on a lot. I tried that, too, with an ex-fiance I had. Her kids come up stealing my dollar bill. So, you know, I think we should also look at the situation of people who are being very supportive in our dreams and our goals, too. If they keep telling us all the bad things, get rid of them. That's the thing I get the most. You got to keep positive people around you. And when you start pruning your life like that, too, you start attracting more positive people because you just declare that to the universe. I've made positive decisions on people who work with me and are very supportive, which makes it easier to, you know, focus and support myself.
Okay.
But I could sit there. We was also focusing on doing these one-card angel readings. And I was going to focus on your card, and it talks about you're on the right path. This is the star card, Archangel Jophiel. This is actually from the angel, I think it's Archangel Tarot deck. And this is the star card, and it talks about Archangel Jophiel and the idea of seeing the beauty of life. The more you keep focusing on the beauty of life, means you're focusing on the beauty within yourself. When you focus on that, your outer world will start reflecting that. So therefore, all you see is positive. And it says happy times, make positive, optimistic long-term plans, and focusing on the ideal and you're on the right path. Because this is a very focused card. Because it focuses on the mountain as an illusion in some ways, and the idea of focusing more on the stars. It's also the water itself. And thinking only parts of your life are working out, because one is very magical, and the other one is water, which is very flow. That's going with the flow. But this one here was like, I like the stars because the stars is more of a goal and more obtainable because the sky is an illusion. The sky is not the limit because the sky is a void that continues forever. And the idea of touching those stars, and this is a very positive star card because the purple shows the ideal, the guidance you're getting and actually the promptings you're getting within yourself that you need to stick to your guns and really focus on what you focus on your own thing. That was interesting.
Okay, so don't worry about getting another job. That's what it sounds like.
No, it could actually work against you. Trust in the idea. It says basically, too, is focusing on the beauty, which means focus and have faith in yourself. Because we were actually talking about this a couple weeks ago where I got this book called The Three Magic Words, and everybody was pretty intensified with the whole thing because they wanted to know what the magic words were. So I kind of paused for a minute, you know, paused for effect. But the easiest thing, but the three magic words are, I am God, which means I am means God, and God means you, which means you are one and the same. Looking at your situation in life, and looking at God's the brain, and you're a cell in that brain. As a unity, you know, it's a great thing. You accomplish great things. But also the thing is, what makes it so powerful is each cell is an individual cell that makes up this whole, but you're one and the same. So when you start looking at that situation, you have a lot of power within yourself. It's just one of those things of tapping into it and realizing how powerful you are. Because, I mean, me personally, I guess that's why I have a tough time with churches and people and Christians and the idea of religion, because they're always focusing on lack of limitation, we're not worthy, and I keep wondering if they're actually reading the same Bible I read, because I see all nothing but in the Bible that abundance and prosperity, and, you know, you have nothing because you ask for nothing. So therefore, ask and you shall receive. So I was like, okay, let's do it. I got mixed up for a minute. I was talking to somebody getting this nice debate, and I said, well, there's a thing in the Bible that says live long and prosper. I said, oh, no, that's Star Trek. But when you look at all these things that we have, even the media, the real positive things, you can trace them back to the Bible and the source. But I would sit there and go one more step and say, okay, the Bible was created by the source, which is God. And then the ideal reflection of looking at ourselves, the Bible is a reflection to actually have more faith in ourselves. Because there was actually one part in the Bible where a lady touches Jesus' clothes, and she's actually healed. And he even looks at her and says, I didn't heal you, your faith healed you. So when you look at these things of how powerful we are within ourselves and these incredible things we can accomplish, there'd be nothing that you couldn't do. I actually found a place in the Bible. I didn't realize I could find it. I've been looking and looking and looking. There's actually an insert in the Philippines, Philippines, that says that we should consider ourselves equal with God because Jesus did, and Jesus was our example. So I'm not getting, this is not religion. This is actually fact, okay, of how I believe. But when you look at the situation, he says we're equal. And I think a lot of times we have a tough time manifesting our own dreams and reality because we've been taught that we have to sacrifice. And I don't think we're actually taught what sacrifice means. It means once you make a decision, you have to sacrifice the one path in favor of the other to actually embrace it completely. So, with that said, if you have any more questions, that was one card, too. Wow.
No, you pretty much answered my question, and it was just, do I focus on, you know, launching my own initiative, or do I do the dual thing where I look for something and I do this at the same time?
Mm-hmm. So where are you calling from?
You answered it. Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. I used to live in Pittsburgh. That's a nice...
You said Fitchburg?
Yeah. I think it's spelled T-H-berg. Pittsburgh.
Okay.
It's near, I don't know. That's a crazy state. I try to remember half of those little towns, and half of them are not really small towns. They're big towns within a small state.
Right. Right.
But, yeah. So, do you have any snow out there?
No, not yet.
Yeah,
nope,
I wish you could
say
the same.
Yeah, not yet.
It's snowing right now. Anyway. So, what's the situation?
Well,
something like that going on? Just have faith in yourself.
Thank you.
You have a powerful dream, so I think it's going to not just help you, but it's the ideal of what you're doing for other people, too, as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in, and you have a great day, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye now. Let's see here. Okay, guys, if you also want to call in, give us a call, 646-721-9031. So let's kick it up a notch in the ideal of getting these things going. Let's get this chat room. Well, I don't have the chat room open today because I'm by myself. No co-host, something like that. So it's kind of hard to jump back and forth. But let's get this queue filled so we can all talk to you. And the situation, too, also, give us a call, 646-721-9031. It's now 12:20 p.m. Here, it's Mountain Time. 12:20 p.m. Mountain Time. Here, it's November 22nd, 2013. Wow, we're kicking that one down, aren't we? Thanksgiving's right around the corner, literally. And when we look at the situation, wow, okay, I'm your host, Psychic X Journey Man. So let's go on. And this is Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Roundtable. We're doing a lot of things today. Wow. So we're going to do our little thing. So this go to our next caller, and that's area code 252. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi. My name is Kima, and I would like to know if you see me moving soon.
Okay. I always tell people, be specific. So they can sit here and say, is she going to be moving soon? Yes, from the kitchen to the living room. So, just, you know, not to be smart about that, but I think you're looking for something.
I'm looking for a house within the country, and I'm just kind of wondering, will I be able to afford, or will there be an opportunity for me to kind of rent out a space, or even buy a space that will kind of match up to my expectation of what a property that would be good for me would look like. So I'm kind of wondering, will I ever get that opportunity to kind of get into, well, soon, that I'm kind of hoping to find. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. The first thing I picked up was the idea, don't give up on your dream of actually the house itself. You'll see the opportunity coming along. It also said don't focus on the money. Focus on the opportunity you're trying to create. Because people don't realize that. But when you sit there and focus on manifesting something, realize money's just another tool, another thing you're trying to manifest in this vision you're trying to come up with. Because I've been in a lot of situations, like when I got my shop, I was actually told flat out I couldn't have that space. But I didn't give up on the whole thing. I sat there and focused. Even as I was walking away, I said, no, that's my space. I want that. And the key was I let go of it, too. I just sat there and said, that's mine. I let go of it. I just had a really strong feeling that something was going to come along. And sure enough, about 6 months later, I come walking back up here in town, walk by that shop I had a for rent sign. So, you know, that's one thing it taught me right there. You know, never underestimate the ideal manifestation, how the universe works, and the kind of power that you have to create these things, okay? And when you sit there and focus, just try to be detailed as possible. If the money thing is a kind of an issue with you, it's also a learning experience, too. Just sit there and set out a freaking figure. You know, because I've actually seen things like, I sit there, and this is one thing I was doing with my landlord on my shop. It was kind of funny. She caught when we were talking. She's like, what do you want to pay? And when people ask me that question, I tell them exactly what I want to pay because I've gotten it more than I haven't. And that's what I told her. I said, I want to pay $150 for this little space. And she goes, well, I want $225. I said, okay, no problem. But she listened to me because I came out, it was very detailed. I said, I want $150 a month. I want to pay a $50 deposit, and that's it. And then later on she called me and said she wants $225. We're heading toward the end of the month, too, and she was like, just give me $225 for this month, and then we'll worry about it next month on exactly what we're going to do. She sends me this lease, and the lease actually says 6 months out of the year, I pay $150. The other six months out of the year, I pay $225. So she wrote it out. Like I said before, when you get detailed, you might be surprised what people will do.
Right.
And actually, this lease is a win-win situation for both of us. So that's what I'm saying with you. Focus on the situation exactly how you want. The more detailed, the more happy you're going to be with the situation. And actually, the quicker it's going to happen. I'm getting a two-month time frame right now. And like I said, we're also doing these one-card angel readings. So. Let me pull up one card for you, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
How I do this is I'll shuffle the cards until you tell me when to stop shuffling. So just tell me when, because I'm shuffling right now.
Okay, stop.
All right. Do you want me to cut this deck or leave it the way it is?
Yeah, two times.
Two times?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, way specific. Well, she's in the details. So we got
you
that
had
right.
to be detailed, didn't you?
That I did. No, usually other people don't listen.
They do, but sometimes they don't listen that quickly.
Okay,
yeah.
Your card is the Knight of Water. The Knight of Water is the idea with keeping with the flow. It's the idea of looking at yourself. Sometimes people have a tendency to go keeping yourself above water. Okay, when you when you take your mind off that kind of perception and look at what you want to do, like this card actually describes a mermaid who's really got their head above water but actually enjoying it, not the ideal, barely keeping above water. It's also showing a tropical scene, so it's very positive. What I like about the card is you can see all the cups here. All the cups have all kinds of crazy, all kind of jewelry and that kind of stuff. So it's also showing financial gain. But the one thing I like the most is what it says, your wish comes true. And you're focusing on this coming true and coming to pass. So, you know, it's the idea you got to take concerns and let them fade away. You got to get back to the love of life. When you really focus on the idea of loving life and loving every moment, you start attracting these situations where they're just more positive moments. So I like the your wish comes true. I should give you some encouragement.
All right.
Sorry.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
I'm just saying.
One thing.
Well, the one thing.
Yeah,
is,
no, I know
thing.
Because I've been kind of. Yeah, I used to be good at manifestation, but then the darkness overcame me, and I've been kind of in a little, I don't know, a little funk, I guess. So I know what you're saying. Yeah. So now I'm trying to get back into the flow. And as a matter of fact, I just had a dream this morning about being stuck in a car and the car being submerged into water, fell in the water, and somehow I kicked out the window and got back to the top of the water, just like how you just said it. So, which is kind of interesting, too. I don't know if there's any connection, but, you know, I did have that dream this morning, as only a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, yeah, so that's what I'm really trying to get back into, finding who I am, and recentering myself and find that happy place again so I can start manifesting and doing what I need to do to, you know, to further myself and my plans on this earth, you know, while I'm here. So, no, it makes
sense. I
hear you. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, when you get in those dark funks, what you need to do is find something to shed light on it, because that's how you get rid of darkness. You shine light on it. And you are the light.
Yeah.
You are the big, and that's what people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's the path itself. It's you. So therefore, you look at it and raise your vibration. That's why we talk about raising your vibration. When you're vibrating at a high frequency, you're more positive. You're happy. And you radiate. So therefore, you light your path, and you go, okay, there it is. It's a darkness,
yeah, but
like
when
clouds.
You light more darkness, surrounds you. Oh goodness! Until you join back.
Well, there's,
up with
if
the
there's
light.
People, I'm just saying, if there's people around you causing the darkness too, or negative people,
yeah.
and that kind of stuff. The hardest thing for people to do is to realize those people are working against you, and the idea of cutting them out of your life is because of their actions, or I should say, lack of. Is the idea what they're trying to do? They're trying people and situations. They're trying to knock you down. And the one thing I've had problems with is, too, the more successful I get, there's these other times where you start dragging your feet. That means you have some unresolved issues within yourself of abundance and prosperity.
Right.
And sometimes you can trace it back to when, most of the time, you trace it back to your family. So that's why I have a tendency to distance myself from my family. Because the people, this is kind of funny. The reason they consider you the black sheep of the family is because that's all they can see is darkness. Was,
That's interesting.
Yeah,
I have to use that. Do I have permission?
Yeah, great. Yeah, so we're going
to
talk about
that.
The ideal vision.
No,
yeah,
you're right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. No, I was saying, like I said before, I was talking about my family, and they, realistically, when I'm separated from them, they're actually great motivators to look at what I don't want to be. You know,
right.
So I'm like, I'm out of here. Because
I've had
a lot of people say that, too. They want to make decisions, but they're scared their family will disown them. And I said, let them disown you, because that's their action. But, you know, they're living their lives.
Right.
Now it's time for you to do the same. Because, I mean, when I look
at the
situation, it's like being in the scenario you're talking about in your dream, where you're in the car, you break the window open, you get to the top of your car, and you realize the water is just going over the car. You can still stay on the top of the whole thing and still be above it.
Right, yep.
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
No, I had a dream like that once where I was trying to save somebody, and the dream was this woman expects me to save them all the time, which means I'm enabling them. And it was kind of funny how the dream goes. You ever have dreams like that where things keep popping out of nowhere? And I was sitting there, we were on top of this freaking hill, and I remember the dream clearly because we're on top of this hill. She does something stupid. She falls off the freaking thing into the water. All of a sudden, the hill becomes a mountain. I'm going, okay, I can't jump 1,000 feet into the water. So all of a sudden, these spiral stairs come out of nowhere. And I run down the stairs. I'm not even thinking about where the stairs came from. I'm just running down the stairs.
Right.
I get to the bottom of the stairs.
I understand.
Yeah, I get to the bottom of the stairs, and I see this sliding glass door. Instead of trying to open the door, I try breaking the glass. See, I wasn't even focusing on anything else but her. Okay, so I was sitting there going out, so I can't bust the glass. So I run back up the stairs. I look at the cliff one more time, and I say, what the heck, and I just jump into the water. When I hit the water's only knee deep. I reach down, I pull her out of the water, and then she smacks in the chest and goes, okay, what took you so long? It's one of those things that dreams will really tell you a lot about yourself and the people around you, and I started realizing there's nothing I could do for her. She was who she was, and it was time for me to make a decision in the idea of getting away from this saving people. That's why it was funny, too, because I used to call her by my ex-wife's name, my ex-fiance. I used to call her by my ex-wife's name. So I'm a person that looks at everything that happens for a reason, not the idea of slipping up or making a mistake, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at this, when I started looking at why was I doing that, I started realizing my ex-wife and my ex-fiance were one and the same. They were just two different people, but same pattern. And it was also that one syndrome I always had was the idea of saving people. And once I let go of all that stuff, too, as well, I was able to actually start focusing on a lot of things. And I think that's when I first stepped out in the idea of working for myself and never looked back.
Great.
So keep that in consideration of all the opportunities that are going to come to you, of how this actually can play out. Because a lot of people get discouraged because it doesn't happen the way they want it to. Or what they saw happening, but it still happened. And what they see is it's not going according to my plan.
Expectation. Yeah.
But if you let it go, you know how it works. The universe usually has a better way of getting there than you do. That's why we have guidance. So we just need to listen to it. All right.
Okay. Right.
Have faith in yourself. You're a very powerful person. We all are. I'm just saying that sometimes with the situation, your own realization, you see the power. I think sometimes you're scared to use it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So no matter what happens in your life, keep utilizing your power, your energy.
Okay.
All right?
All right. That sounds good. Yeah. That was a lot. All right, so I had to go inside my brain and kind of detach and little, kind of work with myself a little bit, reevaluate where I'm at. All right?
No problem.
All right, thank you so much.
If you have any questions, just give us a call back, or you can give us a call for a private reading, too, if you want to.
Okay,
I will.
Yeah, all
the right. Number is 740-500-8863, so
right.
Text you someone. Right. Okay.
Thank you. You have a great day. Bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Let's go to our next caller, which is actually, let's give out the number real quick. Like I said before, I do private readings. So therefore, give us a call. We'd love to work with each and every one of you. Give us a call, 740-500-8863. I also do a lot of things, website, email readings too as well. So my email address is psychicxjourneyman@live.com. Also, website is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We also have a shop downtown. We actually have a couple locations here in Manitou Springs, Colorado. So if you're coming here to, tourists come here all the time. So if you're coming here for a visit or vacation, then you're in Colorado and you can make it down here. We'd love to talk to you and do that kind of thing. We're at 946 and a half Manitou Avenue here in Manitou Springs, Colorado, right across from Mushroom Mondays, right next to the Flying Eagle T-shirt shop. Okay, we also have another location called the Calamity Kites and Cafe, which is 934 Manitou Avenue at Suite 105 in the Spa Building. If you had to ask anybody where the Spa Building is, they can point you in the direction. We have signs everywhere. So give us a shout and that kind of thing, okay? If you want to give us a call here tonight, today, wherever you're located, 646-721-9031. Let's go to our next caller, which is area code 562. Welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name?
Hi, this is Rondrea.
So how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Where are you from? Where are you calling from?
Long Beach, California.
Long Beach, California. I've been there once. It's a very flat place.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, my question is, do you see me having any babies anytime soon?
Any babies?
Yes. R.A. babies.
I see visions of explosions of kids. Anyway, when's your birthday?
August 14th, 1984.
Oh, you're 1984. I was actually working on a site last night. I kind of getting 1984 last night. I was like, I was kind of close, but I said, man, it's kind of crazy. I keep picking up on 1984. Sometimes it doesn't happen quick. But eventually somebody will call me when I pick up things. It just doesn't happen. It's like timing is the hardest thing because it changes all the time, you know. We were supposed to do a radio show last night, too, and we didn't do it. So it could have been different. But the answer I get for you is yes. Actually, how many kids do you have now? Do you have any kids? I don't think you do. Do you?
No, I don't have any.
Okay, I was making sure because I kept getting the impression, no, you don't. But at the same time, I keep getting this expectation of three. So I see three. I keep getting two boys and a girl. Also, it's like the way it comes to me, timing comes along, and the ideal within the next year.
Mm-hmm.
There could be something happening in the next 3 months. But just the way things are now, I keep getting a year. This pool, like I said before, we're also doing these one-card angel readings. So how we do that is I'll take the cards out, I'll start shuffling, and you tell me when to stop shuffling.
Okay. Stop.
I always tell people, remember you're not paying for this, okay? So you can let go as long as you want. So, but you said stop, right? No problem. It's an intuitional thing. People need to focus on listening to themselves. This is the first example. If you're not doing that, it gets you right back on the path. Okay, with these cards, you want me to cut this deck or leave it the way it is?
Leave it the way it is.
Okay. Okay, your card is, it's the same as the last caller, Nine of Water. Talks about your wishes come true. So therefore, that's kind of cool because both of you guys are focusing on certain things. She was focusing on a house. You're focusing on a baby. And this is very straightforward. Your wish comes true. Okay?
Okay.
It just focuses on letting the concerns fade away and really keep yourself in a state of loving life, which means you love yourself, which so you can see the beauty in life itself. Because it's one of those things where it's a water card, so it's the idea of keeping with flow, but it also shows a very beautiful tropical scene. And what that represents is the idea of focusing on your life in the same way, very positive. Focus, focus, focus. It's one of those things that you got to look at the situation for what it is. You have these things that you want, so therefore you got to step back and look at the situation and go, okay, do I have some kind of doubt that I can actually do this? And there's a lot of people do. So what's what it's saying? In order to get the concerns to fade away, it's the ideal that to be honest with yourself that there are concerns and look at the concerns, trace them to the source, and see if they're just illusions because of some things in the past that never came to pass. Then you start realizing the things that don't come to pass really never were meant to. But it doesn't really keep the future from happening. You can change it just by looking at concerns you had before, realizing, oh, those are just illusions. I got to focus on what I really want instead of allowing the world to do it for me. Because the world is not succeeding. So, I mean, I've seen too many situations where women think they thought they couldn't have children. But it was traced back to a fear. And next thing you know, they let the fear go, and next thing you know, they had a child. I have an ex-sister-in-law like that. She was even told by a doctor she would never have a child. And now she has a daughter who's actually had a couple of kids of her own. So, you know, the one thing you got to think about is the world has a tendency to go by worldly ways. Doctors have a tendency to go by the book, not really putting in the ideal that we have a lot of power within ourselves to overcome these obstacles. Like, you know, sometimes it bugs me with doctors that know the power of suggestion is very powerful to the point of telling somebody, like, if they have cancer, you're going to die. Says who? She just has cancer. It's like, I heard this the other day, too. I was kind of a little irritated when someone said, ooh, you're 34 and you're getting older. I said, what the hell does that mean? She's just 34. Do we talk ourselves into these things, like getting old age and cancer? I think we do. And doctors don't help. You know, they're like, hey, you're getting older, your legs are going to fall off. Okay, thanks, I appreciate that. But, you know, we can use this also as motivation to sit there and prove them wrong. The favorite book I ever read was, I think it was called Healing with the Angels, and there's another one called Healing with the Fairies by Doreen Virtue. And she actually talks in the books about focusing on when people tell you you can't do something, use it for motivation to actually manifest exactly what you want. I remember she was going to college to be a psychotherapist, and she said, her college professor told her she would never become a psychotherapist until she graduated. So she actually got a job at a hospital as a psychotherapist 4 months before she graduated to prove him wrong. Mm-hmm. Plus, it also netted her a nice job. So, you know, when we look at those situations and use these as examples of people who have accomplished, it motivates us to do the same thing. So use them as examples. Don't look at them going, that's crazy. Or like I've been told, you can't do that. What? It just happened. You're still focusing on that perception you won't let go of. So think about that. I say always follow your heart, because the heart connects you to spirit. Spirit always tells you the truth. So how can you go wrong?
Yeah. All right.
I'm sorry, guys. I pull a card and I just go with it, okay? So, I still see two boys and a girl. I get the impression she'd watch out for the boys. They're going to drive you crazy. All right?
All right.
Anything else you'd like to ask before you go?
What about for relationships? Do you see any men around coming my way?
Well, unless you know how to have a baby a different way. Yeah. I mean, I seen the joke, was that Jennifer Lopez movie, you know, backup plan, but you also see in the movie, too, in the backup plan, she gets pregnant. Well, she finds a boyfriend, but after she's gone and basically done it on her own, now she has to explain to him why she's pregnant after they had sex for the first time. I'm pregnant because she actually got sick after they just did that. I'm like, okay, that's a pretty cool movie. It's the ideal, and you might jump the gun when you should be patient and just let things happen. I mean, things will be different. And then she had twins, which is kind of reflective of her own life. No stress there, right? But you get the impression of a lot of things falling into place over the next year. I think the nine of cups or the nine of water was saying that your wish comes true. And whatever you focus on this year will happen.
Okay.
I just tell people, get very detailed about what you want. Get detailed, but don't get obsessive. Obsessive can actually create blocks to keep you from what you want. So just, I tell people, write a desire list of what you want. Give it to the universe. Don't try to find a guy to pound into it. Just accept people for who they are, and they'll accept you as always. 3 months, I get the ideal. 3 months on acting. That's why I was picking up on the ideal of connecting with something. It starts the whole ball running. It's the ideal of meeting somebody. And that's, I get 3 months on that one.
Okay.
If you want to get a more intense, in-depth reading, I always tell people, contact me. Sometimes on the phone and 101. Sometimes people have a tendency to be able to open up more on what you really want to do. It gives me the opportunity to get more depth with situations, even the idea of helping you with maybe certain meditations and stuff, so you can actually accomplish things quicker.
Okay.
If you want to do that, just I tell people all the time, just give me a call. 740-500-8863. You're more welcome to call back on the show when we're on, too, as well.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, and you have a great
day.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Kind of a pause situation here. Hey, it's 12:45 p.m. Mountain Time here in Manitou Springs, Colorado. It's November 22nd, 2013. I'm your host here on the Psychic X Journeyman's Spiritual Roundtable. My name is Psychic X Journeyman. Not really, my kids, my mom didn't name me that. I'm just saying that's my name professionally. So, hey, you want to give us a call in here at 646-721-9031. Ask a question about anything. Today we're also doing one-card angel reading, so don't forget to ask for your one card. We'll definitely give you the insights on the whole thing. We still got 44 minutes left in the show, so give us a call. We're also sitting here at the spiritual roundtable. What are angel readings? And as we get to the callers, we'll definitely give you some insights on what those are. A lot of people have a tendency to do different formats and that kind of stuff. All right, so if there's any questions, ask any questions about anything. Let's go on to our next caller, which is area code 631. Welcome to the show. How are you? What's your name?
Hi, fine. Thank you. My name is Suzanne. Thank you for taking my phone call, and I wanted to see what you saw with my love life.
I'm still looking. Okay.
What?
Let's see. So I'm still looking. I don't see one just yet. So what's happening with your life? I see a lot of confusion.
There's not that much confusion.
What's that?
There's not that much confusion.
Well, I just see confusion.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, I just see confusion.
Not really.
Okay. I can only go by my own perception. I see confusion. Anyway.
Confusion how?
Oh, it's just one of those things. It's almost like the impression things should have already happened. There are certain things about the timing and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So are you in a relationship right now?
Not really. Some people like me, but I don't think it's going anywhere. I like one person, but I don't know if he likes me, and then I like someone I think is a little too young. I don't know what's going on.
That's something like a lot of confusion. Anyway, the thing I get the most is the idea of focusing on what you want. See, a lot of people have a tendency to do is not do relationship counseling, and the one thing I've noticed a lot is everybody keeps trying to figure everybody out. Stop doing it. So, and it's like people going, oh, does he like me? Who cares? Focus on us. Let's focus on our feelings. Let's focus on what we want. Because I guarantee you, if it's true, that person will come through. The person will come forward.
Yeah.
The one thing I keep doing. Yeah. You know, the one thing that bugs me the most is guys are so stupid these days. You know, it's like, oh, this is good. This is a girl who likes me. I don't know if I like her or not, which he does. It's a gameplay, you know. I'm not wanting
well,
to get too.
Well, I don't know. So, can I have an angel card reading? You think, or what do you see?
Today we're actually giving those one card angel readings. So.
Okay.
My thing is, I get the most is the idea of wiping the slate clean and starting all over.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of confusion. The reason I say confusion is because I might actually be picking up on the guys that you're attracting in your life. I'm going to shuffle the cards. Don't do like the last lady did. Not the last lady on the show, but I was actually working, and the lady was talking about. I told her, I said, you know, you got to look at yourself and the idea of what you're attracting. She goes, oh, so you're solving the problem? No, you're the solution. You're the one who thinks you're a problem. You're not a problem. It's the idea of looking at the situation and you're looking for solutions. The guys are actually solutions, too. They're pointing out certain things about yourself. Do you really want that? Or should you work on yourself? Okay, I'm going to shuffle it. I'm shuffling cards right now. All I need you to do is tell me when to stop shuffling.
Okay, stop.
Okay, I'm going to cut the deck. Or should I cut the deck?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to cut the deck. We have cut the deck. I was going to look at your card. Your card is it's actually focusing on balance. This is Archangel Zachariel. Zachariel is the angel of focus in balancing and moderation. It's also focusing on cooperation and compromise. But it's not the idea of cooperation with yourself and the idea of looking at things. Compromise could actually represent detailing your desire list and going back over it and making sure that's exactly what you want. It's also showing waiting for the perfect time. It's like when you get to focus on the card, it's talking about balance. A 14 is a 5. 5 to me, it shows there's a lot of things going on right now. The ideal of there's a lot of changes going on in your life right now.
There is?
If they haven't happened, yeah. If I'm also going to say, if they haven't happened, you definitely get a strong impression there's a lot of changes coming.
I started a new job, but that was last month, and I'm going to move next month, but I don't see any other changes besides that.
Well, those are two major changes. They're definitely showing a lot of focus, and they're also focusing on getting away from the norm and focusing on your passion. Because it talks about stretching your wings. And usually a lot of people don't realize when you start focusing on more of a spiritual way of looking at things, solutions come a whole lot quicker, and you start really reevaluating things. And this card is talking about balance a lot. But it also shows that there's things coming to you as in guidance and the ideal of the changes are going to be happening. Like I said,
like
when you make these major changes, well, it's like when you move, you're going to surround yourself with a lot of different kind of people. So that balance is focusing on you staying true to yourself. The same thing with job. What I mean by being true to yourself, it's like when certain situations don't work anymore, they'll make excuses. Like people do this a lot, seeing this where they focus on their job, and it's just not working. They're just not happy.
No, I like my job.
No, I'm just saying, getting to a point. I don't see that happening either. I'm just saying that there are certain things in our life that just don't work anymore, but we have a tendency to make excuses why we should keep them. But
now, what do you see with my son? Do you see anything with my son?
You know, I don't pick anything up with your son. I get the impression I don't really pick up anything with your son, which means there's just nothing coming in just yet. I get the impression it's a good thing.
Not really.
How so?
He's being a real scutch. I used to have residential custody. His dad now does. Now if he doesn't want to listen to me or any little thing, he just says, I'll stay with my dad. So now it's going to be almost 3 weeks since I haven't seen him. And he's just being a scutch. He's only 12. He'll be 13 in February.
Uh-huh. I just get the impression nothing's in the situation is going to change anytime soon. If it does, it won't be until after the first of the year.
And then what's going to happen the first of the year?
The thing I get the most is that's when the timing will be and the ideal of actually going into a different avenue and trying to correct this situation. Have you thought about anything that has to do with the courts and stuff like that?
No, I haven't gone to the courts yet.
You really get a strong impression a lot of things are going to change where you're going to have
what?
I just get the impression you have to do something you don't want to do. Because the one thing I picked up mostly here is nobody wants to change. No one wants to work.
You know, if I go to court, I have to take off work. I don't have an attorney. I have to go to probation. Then I have to give it to the judge, and he might not take it, might take it. You know what I mean? So that's hard for me.
Mm-hmm. I get after the first
year.
What
I have to do that I don't want to do?
The way it comes to me is after the first year, another opportunity is going to come to you that something is going to bring about a solution that you might be a little resistant to. I have no idea what it is. It seems like it's something that it has to hit you a certain way so you can actually make the proper decision.
Well, if I'm not seeing my son when I'm supposed to, why do I have to change?
Well, I guess it's one of those things we're going to find out in January because that's all I pick up right now. I'm sorry, but that's all I pick up right now. I understand where you're coming from. I'm just saying sometimes with the ideal of this balance and more spiritual approach, sometimes we are put in the situations that are going to get the solution we're looking for. It's just something we're going to have to do that we didn't want to do.
Oh, like what? Like not seeing or something? I don't get it. Well, that's the only thing that would be I don't want to do.
I'm just getting a different approach to the situation.
Let's
see. Let me pull to the card. There's something about independence and creativity. This is a very passionate card, too, because it's Queen of Fire. It's showing coming from, it's like, not feeding into emotions and looking at an intelligent way of actually resolving and having this thing where it goes in your favor.
But that's like what I'm
before,
trying to do.
I'm just saying after the first year, after the first year, it will present itself and it'll be very clear to you. I'm just saying I think it's going to challenge your beliefs on how you should approach it in the first place. But you'll see what happens in January. I'm kind of curious if you give us a call. Tell us what happens.
I will. So do you see anything else good happening?
You're focusing on a relationship too, is right? I just get the impression once it's like clean, something comes in, and it's almost like the last caller I was talking to where things keep coming up in threes, and it takes about 3 months for you too. It's like a lot of things happen after the first year. It's almost like you're coming at, it's like a nine. It's like you're coming out of a different year, but things are changing. There's a lot of things that
happen. Do you know what the person's going to be like at all?
They keep focusing on more of you determining that. Like when we talk about a desire list is the idea of focusing on not just a person, but also the desire of the relationship that you want to have.
All right.
They're saying if you get more detailed about it and just give it to the universe, don't be surprised what you get because it's a very positive thing.
So you're seeing like January, February?
I get about the first week of February.
All right. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, have a nice day.
You have a great day. You too. Let's see. Let's go on to our next caller, which is 916. 916. Welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name?
Hi, Donnie. It's Donna.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. It's amazing when people do that. You know, send the call and go, okay, this is so-and-so. I'm going, oh, thanks. I just went blank completely.
Yeah, you're not going to remember. It's been a long time.
Okay. So help me out here.
Okay. Are you in Colorado now?
Okay, now you've asked the question, am I Colorado now? Now, where do we know each other from where I was before?
Well, I didn't know you, like, in person, but I used to call in, and I actually was on your show one time. I was doing hypnotherapy at the time.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I know who you are now.
Yes,
I'm in Colorado. I'm actually in Manitou Springs.
You are, for sure? Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. Because you, at that time, had talked about wanting to be there.
Yes. I was actually telling people that, too. I said, I remember I was telling people, if you just, you know, people coming into the show or saying, hey, if you sit there and check out, sometimes you'll see there where there's this Get Me Home, Colorado Fund, Get Me Back to Colorado. And I was like, now I'm in Colorado, and so therefore I can't get rid of that thing. It keeps popping up out of everywhere. So I don't need help getting... So, like, you know, I've also learned one thing, too. When you go to these places where you get websites, and let's say you're paying, like I used to be on Yola site, and I was, like, on there. And then if you don't pay for your website, they say, okay, we're going to take you offline. Do you know for a fact that once your stuff is online, they can't cover all the avenues to keep it from being broadcast? It's going to be out there. And I've had a lot of people keep calling me anyway. They keep calling me and going, hey, I got you off, or I just found out the other day was there's actually a directory here for psychics, and I'm in there.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember going and doing anything, but yeah. I'm not just living in Colorado Springs or Manitou Springs. I also have a shop, and I'm actually working on a second location.
Awesome.
So I was like, yeah, so I'm bragging. Yeah, okay.
Very good. Very good.
I'll bet it, yeah. But, we have some nice snow here today, so I'm actually staying home because it's 24 degrees last time I checked. I'm going, I am not going. Because my shop, my one shop that I have on the main stretch, it's actually 27 degrees. It's one of those situations where we have an open door policy. If we don't open the door, we have no policy. So we have to keep the door open.
So oh dear.
That's why I was taking on this second location. I'll actually be working with a lady and paying half the rent on this thing, but I also get a space. But it's also my little shop doesn't have any electricity. So we're actually trying to find some kind of little source. I was thinking about getting a Coleman lantern because it's not really a big space. And then this other space came up where the lady says, once you work in here for a while, we can get through the winter and stuff. And I was like, okay.
Uh-huh.
And it's a nice place. It's actually a nice shop. She sells kites. There's a little cafe she has in there, and she has jewelry and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, so, yeah. And I have a spot in the back where we actually – today she wasn't open, and I don't have a key yet, so I couldn't go down there. We've been broadcasting live from the from the shop when we do our Friday show, and today we didn't need a chance to do that.
Oh.
Which has actually been kind of wild and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I was actually focusing on a lot of things right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just paid the rent on my little shop.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
So are you very far from Denver then?
I'm about an hour from Denver.
All right. I have relatives that live in Colorado, like I think just outside. I've not been there yet, so.
Yeah, I know where Aurora is, which is outside of Denver, and Littleton, I think it's called.
I don't even know the town they're in yet. I have to ask my mom. She's the one that travels and visits everybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She goes for all the weddings and things like that, so.
I'm actually trying to get some people to come out and visit me. My sister wants to come out, and she's working on it right now. But everybody else seems to be a little standoffish. And I was like, why don't you guys quit going to the freaking East Coast and come out here to a place you've never been.
Go the other way for once, yeah.
Yeah, because they always go to Maryland. They're always visiting my brothers and sisters. And I'm going, okay, you guys have been there a million times. We've all even lived there ourselves. And I was like, you should come out here. And then I had some friends who came out here from Virginia. I know these people for 3 years, and I haven't met them. At that point, I never had met them in person. And they decided to come out here and visit.
Oh.
And they said, we want to come see you. And I'm like, okay. So she came out. She actually did some readings in my shop.
Mm-hmm.
And his girlfriend, the friend of mine. It was kind of wild, too, to meet people in person and that kind of stuff. And she was just like, you should feel privileged to live here. This is a fantastic place. I never thought about it that way. But yeah, it was a great place to live. But it was interesting. And so,
Good.
I was even thinking more about why my parents, why my mom will come out here, and my two daughters. I got one daughter. She doesn't want to be on a bus for very long. She's scared of flying.
Oh, dear.
And it's like, how do we get her out here? You know, send her UPS or what?
You could try it.
Yeah, my oldest one, she's like, I want to come out there and see you. So we'll sit there and arrange things. And then she'll get a job. And I'm like, okay. Didn't we arrange this so you could come out here before you got a job? And she goes, yeah, I know, but this job just came up. I said, that's why I can't deal with people in Ohio. There's always this mentality, I got to do something or I'm going to miss out or I'm going to lose something.
Yeah,
I was sitting there going, stop focusing on the rent. Stop focusing on the bills. Stop focusing on all these fears because realistically when you watch people, they're just feeding the fears and say, okay, I got to pay that bill. No, you don't. I guarantee you, the more you start thinking like that, the more the bills will be paid off. And I go, well, I have a friend of mine, Valerie, who lives in Denver. She's always saying, well, that works for you. Okay, works for everybody. Have you ever had that one where you're sitting there telling people going, this is going to be a difficult one because these people are just so freaking dead bent on, okay, great, it works for you. Not realizing the energy that I'm using
whatever they're getting out of it, that's what they're going to hang on to. They can't let it go.
And then
you're
just going to strangle them. I know you can't strangle them, but geez, there's some days you just want to go, oh, man.
Yeah.
Somebody hold me back.
Yeah, like they're in a different plane or different point in life, and I don't know, sometimes you have to remember that they have lessons too, I think, so.
If we could just sit here and talk to them and say, okay, you're my friend. Did you ever figure out why you're my friend? There's a connection here. I understand the ideal of emotions and feelings. But I'm just saying we're all reflections of each other, especially when you have long-standing friends, and they're still being
relationships.
I was sort of telling her the other day, I was like, okay, you know how this, she was a perfect example of relationships too. It doesn't matter if it's male or female. If you have a certain attraction, you will attract the same pattern. And she had a boyfriend that was younger than she was, and didn't work out. He came on like gangbusters. You know, that's how we had a past life together. And it just went on and on and on, you know. And then they get into a relationship, and just as soon as she commits to it, next thing you know, he's talking about he doesn't know what he wants. And I hate to tell women like this, but when a guy sits there and says he doesn't know what he wants, he's just keeping his options open because he does know what he wants.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting there going, and I sit there and I talk to a couple people going, sometimes I'm kind of embarrassed to be a man because some of these guys are going, I don't know what I want. I said, you know something, get an earpiece, put it in your ear, and I will talk you through it. So when this guy starts saying this, my favorite word
you'll
is
tell
bullshit.
Him what to respond as.
Yeah,
and
I really
now
want
you
to
say
that,
this. Yeah.
Yeah, this guy is so full of it. And I was, you know, the one thing I get asked the most is a girl goes, how do you know that? I said, well, it's not psychic stuff. It's actually the law of attraction saying two objects or two people or situations don't attract each other unless they both want it.
Yeah.
So he definitely knows, because you're having a conversation. You're talking to each other. So he definitely wants something here. So to sit here and say he doesn't know what he wants, that's just crap. My favorite one the other day was, what was it? I was talking to this lady, and I decided to go off on her because she was like, okay, are me and this guy going to get back together? And I said, why are you focusing on him? He's not the problem. He's a solution. He's pointing things out about you should be focusing on yourself because that's one thing he's not doing. He doesn't know what he wants. He's not being honest with himself. So how does that reflect you? And she goes, are you saying I'm not being honest? You're not being honest with yourself. I'm not saying you're lying. I'm saying you're not being honest with yourself. This person is showing that he's not being honest with himself. So you're not being honest with yourself either. So therefore, focus. Stop focusing on it. Have you thought about why you broke up? Or are you just so fixated on getting back together? You haven't gone that route. Because I guarantee you, it's going to help. It's going to help you understand the situation. And maybe you'll even look at him going, what the hell was I thinking? I don't want to be with this person. Because, I mean, people don't really. Right now, it seems like a lot of people are really grasping that they think the attraction means you attract a fix-upper to help that person to where you're on the same page, not realizing, no, you're supposed to attract somebody in your life who is on the same page.
Right,
exactly.
That,
I guess it's very important for you to understand who you are, so therefore you can understand who you're attracting.
Right.
Believe me, it's not one of the easiest things to do.
That's true.
I know, because I tell people, like I said, the thing I get the most, and you've probably done this too, when people look at you and go, you know, why are you so passionate about this? Because I've lived it, and I see what you're going through because I've been there. That's why we're also attracting each other for the example I've gone through, so you can sit and go, oh, okay, great. It gives you confidence to realize you can too. Let me ask you something, Donna. What'd you call? I'm sorry. I'm kind of like, went off.
No, that's no problem. I always enjoyed chatting with you. Aromatherapy. I'm focusing on doing my own business in aromatherapy. But here's the other thing. I've been told I'm also supposed to be doing Reiki. I'm supposed to be doing energy work.
Well, the one thing I get the most is focus. The one thing that came to me, too, is this Young Living Oils.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard of these?
Yeah.
They seem like they're sometimes I have tough times because I feel like it's kind of like a pyramiding thing. But then again, it's a good product and the situation and stuff. I like that. I was talking to this one guy who started doing this, and he said, you know something, the way they had it structured and everything else wasn't working for him. So he just kind of restructured the whole thing because he really believed in the product. And I think that's the one thing that you're going to have to confront, too, in the idea of how this is going to work for me, not what people keep telling me how it's supposed to work. Because they're all sitting there saying, this is a proven method. So is mine. It's proven to
right.
me.
Right. Yeah, because I don't, I know about them, but like you said, it's like a, what do you call it, a pyramid thingy? I tend to get a lot of my stuff from other sources, so.
Yeah, me too. So I'm just saying, because I know for a fact, the way things are working right now, I've got a lot of things I'm supposed to be doing too. Healing is one of those things. I'm focusing more on the healing. And I'm really having
that.
Well, sometimes with healings, I'm always trying to find a way to actually feel confident in the idea of actually charging people.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like one of those things you look at and people look at things differently. But you get to definite, these things are going to fall into place.
Okay.
I think you might have a little bit of, there's a difference with the timing. But I thought, but right now when it picks things up.
For both of them, you mean? Or I think
yeah,
I have to go to some more classes on the Reiki. I mean, I actually have to learn it, so.
Yeah, it's just when I pick up the things, it's like the idea of looking at these things going, there's a different way of approaching all this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, learn the stuff. But then after you learn it, there's certain things that you have to embrace it the way it works for you.
Right.
Because I sit there and say people read cards, and I'm kind of disappointed with some of these people who actually read the card word for word. I'm sitting there waiting for someone to go, and to read between, because I told my friend, I said, look at the cards. I read too, but you also see me where I look at the card and I read between the lines, above the lines, below the lines. And there's so much stuff that comes into the whole thing. Because I can see you. But the thing that comes to me the most is when you look at the, one happens before the other. You almost get the impression where you want both of them to happen at the same time.
Oh, you're getting, that I do?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to do one and then do the other. But I would like to combine them some way, you know, because I do massage. I already have, massage and aromatherapy. I mean, and then I have hypnotherapy. I just feel like somehow I can combine that all. But what I keep getting told is I really need to be working on the energy work. Why am I not doing that now?
Sometimes it can be kind of confusing. People say, work on the energy work. I'm like, okay, that's pretty much everything. Everything's energy.
I know, because exactly, yeah. But,
Hey, we're doing these one card angel readings, and people are kind of like, what? Okay. Yeah, I can actually do an angel card reading for you and pick one card and do 15 to 20 minute reading with it. So I always tell people it's a good thing to go, hey, guess what? I just did a 15 minute reading for you with one card. Just imagine what I can do with a 7 card angel card reading.
Yeah.
And people are going, really? And I said, yeah. And they go, wow, you're a good salesman. Like, it's actually really good at doing what you're doing, especially when you believe in what you're actually focusing on and getting behind it.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you've been on this show a couple of times, so therefore you've probably been around when people come on the show and they go, you know, you're taking too long with people. And I'm going, what does that mean?
Well,
I'm taking too long.
What you tell them is that you're taking just as long as is needed for each person.
Oh, you're saying I shouldn't yell at them? Anyway. No, I was sitting, actually, I was talking to a lady named Wanda, who came on and said, what you need to do is ask people two questions, you know, you give people a chance to ask two questions and head on down the road. And I said, no, what your problem is you want to get on and talk. okay? You're not taking consideration of anybody else. And I said, this is where we work. I said, if you're sitting in queue, if you're sitting in the queue right now, and you're listening to the show, if you really listen, you might actually answer. You might get the answers to your questions by even coming on here. And then
and
if you don't,
that has happened before. Yeah, yeah.
We had
I
a lady.
Agree.
It was kind of funny. I told her that too, and the lady came on. I brought a lady on who had been waiting an hour and a half, and I wasn't sure how it was going to go. Because at first she was quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So I came, I brought her on the show, and she was like, oh, I just wanted to sit here and tell you that you've already answered my questions, but I've been waiting on, I waited for an hour and a half to get on the air and tell you that, and also tell you that, you know, this is a great show, you're fantastic, thanks. So I was there going, if Wanda's out there listening, this woman just proved what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Plus the thing was when she said, you should be like everybody else. I said, that's one thing I strive not to do is to be like everybody
to be,
else.
Yeah. I don't want to do
so
that.
So I said, thank you for pointing that out to me. And but she got mad when I told her to get her own show.
Yeah.
But, that could have been a sign for her, right? Get your own show.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
Totally. Yeah.
Because I was just freaking out going, hey, that's weird. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shuffling the cards.
Okay.
That's when we need music, don't it? Yeah. Da, da, da.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Stop.
See, guys, that's how you do it. You don't sit there and go, stop, and you forget. I'm not paying for this. Yeah. Because I still feel like people get that mentality of paying for this. So they have a tendency to go, I mean, I'll shuffle one time, maybe half a shuffle. Stop. I'm going, really?
That'll give you at least two.
So you want me to cut this or leave it the way it is?
Cut it.
All right. I think that last lady was a little disappointed because I really couldn't give her specifics, but then again, it was one of those learning experiences.
Oh,
for her.
You know what? I've heard her on other shows before, and when you mention you're going to look at something like maybe how you should have approached it differently in the first place, yeah, that's what she needs to do, exactly.
Yes, but she's saying, I don't see my kid right now. I said, I understand that, but, you know.
But
it's gonna be
do you hear the tone and the... Do you hear the tone and the aggressiveness and, you know, I mean, who wants to listen to that and deal with that? Nobody. You need to change your approach.
No. I had a lady last night, too, I was actually talking to, and I was, like, freaking out because I was talking to her, and all she wanted to tell me was how evil this guy was. I said, this guy is not the problem. You're allowing this guy to do all these things to you. You make all the decisions in your life. She goes, well, we have a son together, and he has a son. I said, I guarantee if you quit feeding into him and actually divert your energy, because a lot of people don't understand when you change the energy, okay, they're going, how can I stop thinking negativity? Start thinking positive. And then the evil or the negativity automatically doesn't get the power anymore. So it falls to the wayside.
Yeah, but she just can't quite get herself off that path.
Well, I'm trying to look at the situation, how serious she really is, because she's sitting there eating something. I don't know what it was, a bag or something. But you hear her going, you know. I'm saying, how serious is she taking this? She's pretty much made her mind up.
I've been listening to her. I mean, I hear her occasionally for like the last 2 years. It's the same story. And I understand, you know, she wants her son back with her, but she has to change something within her first. She's got to change that perception or that outlook. And they try to tell her that, like when you're saying you need a different approach, and she's just like, she just doesn't get it. So.
Yeah, people ask me the same too. What approach should I take? I told her that after the first year, there's an opportunity and a different way of approaching this thing that will come to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, what's that? Okay, I told you, after the first of the year, this will come to you. You know? I'm sorry. I kept looking for more.
I'm sorry I'm laughing, but I've just heard her story and then what they tell her, and they're trying to help her, and she just doesn't want to. It's not what she wants to hear in some ways, so, yeah.
Yeah, people don't realize.
But maybe,
maybe
after the first of the year, it will come to her.
Or she'll call us back and tell us what she should have done.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm kind of thinking that's going to happen because, shoot, it drives me crazy with people. We were sitting there talking about this last week where we're sitting there going, hey, you know something? it's amazing people call in and looking for the answers, and then they want to justify why they need to keep this life. I'm sitting there going, okay,
yeah.
Thank you for the contradiction. Now you're confusing me because I'm looking up. And they're like, what? Yeah. I said, we had a lady call. You probably heard this lady, too, where she keeps bouncing around asking about this certain guy if he's coming back. And then when you say, yes, he is, she freaks out going, why is he coming back? I'm sort of going, okay, that was not something I was expecting to happen. Why? I thought you wanted to come back. And it's like, I was talking to my friend about it. I said, I think what we need to do is, excuse me, that's not what she's looking for. She's not looking for the answer if he will come back. I think I finally approached it a different way and told her, I said, I don't think you're concerned about him coming back. I don't think you have any idea what to do when he does. And you're asking us, why is he coming back? So you can actually figure it out. And she was like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. She just couldn't fathom the question, I guess. Because then we were having a question where we're tired of people calling over and over again, asking the same question. I said, why don't we approach it a different way and look at these people? They're still looking for help. But maybe we need to go deeper into the situation and try to see what we see. And maybe it resonates something with them that they just can't figure out how to ask the question. And that was that lady there freaked out and goes, yeah, that's exactly what I want to know. Because I was like, he's going to come back. What does he want? I don't know if I can deal with him. I said, maybe she can think about, do you really want the guy back?
Yeah, really.
She says, I love him. I said, that doesn't matter. That's not a reason for getting back with him.
That's true.
And she was like, what do you mean? I said, loving someone just shows me who you are. But it's not an excuse. It's not a reason for getting back with somebody. Because I've seen the girls focusing on the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, if I don't do that, what should I do? Try this. Focus on yourself. Because you see the guy. Okay, you're seeing that pattern. They don't realize they're looking in a mirror and they're looking at themselves. And say, okay, what are you going to change? Well, that's what the mirror's for. Look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So the lady called me one day. She goes, how can I find myself? I said, walk in the bathroom and look in the mirror. There you are. Right there. That's who you are. Right this minute. That is who you are.
And have that conversation.
That. Yeah, you look at it going, you have to accept what's in the mirror before you can really make any changes in your life because you're not really looking at it. You're actually in denial. No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Thank you for proving me right.
Anyway.
Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Okay, great. This is a great conversation. I said, why don't you quit being so defensive and just take a look at it? That's the hardest, that's the hardest thing for people to do, not realize that's actually the easiest thing to change, to see it for what it is. Oh, your card.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to pause for effect. We've already paused enough, right? Anyway, your card is life experiences.
Is what?
And,
life experiences?
That's right.
Okay.
Life experiences. This is from my Archangel Tarot deck from Dorian Virtue. And this is definitely a significant life event that's happening in your life. It's going to change a lot of things that you just can't see right now. How you approach life, how you approach things, how you approach yourself. This is a powerful revelation for you that leads to definite change, and it's definitely going to bring in a situation that seems to be very financially beneficial. It's time to spread your wings and look at the situation and go, okay, I got these tools. I mean, you could have a hammer in your house, but if you really don't get creative with that whole thing, then you just have a hammer. And I was like, we had this the other day when my lady was asking about money. I need lots and lots of money. I said, well, how about 10,000 hammers? And she goes, what do you mean by that? Money is just a tool. But you're making it the thing that you need the most, when actually it's just a part of the picture that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Like your situation here is like, you could be, okay, I'm focusing on the oils. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, these things are expensive. Well, if you focus on the expensive, then they'll always be out of reach. If you start focusing on how to obtain them, then a solution comes quicker than you think. And you know this. I'm just saying what the card it says, to spread your wing, spread your perception, and look at the situation and what you could accomplish. And you will definitely accomplish those goals to the point where you'll be exceeding it, and you're going to have to keep, it's a challenging project that just keeps challenging you more and more and more. So it's definitely a life experience. But see, the one thing I was looking at, this is the Archangel Shamuel, which we all know for a fact is this is the angel that works in the idea of attracting soulmates, twin flames, soulmate relationships, love in itself. So therefore what it's saying here, when you actually focus on love and what you actually love, what is your passion? It always exceeds your expectations. I love the picture, too, because it shows the palace in the background. But see, you're not in the palace. You're actually in the fields. And this is flowers and all kinds of good stuff going on. You see the sun rising in the background. It's a fantastic thing where it sheds the light on what you've already accomplished. But a lot of people have a tendency to worry about these things, what they're going to lose, not realizing you're not losing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You've just chosen a certain path. So there's going to be things that are going to be selected to be X'd out, but it's in favor of what you're trying to accomplish. But you will never lose your palace.
Awesome.
I just see the ideal expansion, and everything's in yellow with a little green tint to it. So that's a little bit, that shows to me there's also some healing that's in the process of this journey you're going on too, the things you're going to release.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. So it shows there's butterflies, and there's a lot of butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
Which you know, you just said it yourself, there's a lot of things, which means there's going to be a lot of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things in your life transforming into something positive.
Good. Okay. That's good. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Anything else?
Do you see the one?
I see a big one in the background, right next to an eight. <Just kidding>. Anyway. You know? And if you look at the situation, what I just said, visualize that, okay? There's a one with an eight next to it. So you're basically, that's definitely right.
I'm
kind of funny.
I'm on the
that
right
really
track. Okay.
Yeah, because it's showing to focus on one, infinity, and the idea of what you're trying to attain. But we always talk to people. I talk to people because you use the symbol of infinity, which is eight, but always imagine it. If when you, it's like, you know, imagine this person that you want to be with, and imagine this eight, this figure eight, connected to your heart and his heart.
Okay.
What we have. Continuous love. So therefore, I guess you would say it's a matter of time. Are you psychic?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
You sound disappointed, okay? We
say
had
that
this
again?
Situation where we had a show where we were actually proving that everybody's psychic by just basically asking questions. You know, looking at people going, okay, Do you have a gut feeling when you see things and feelings and stuff? If you do, that feeling is actually called clairsentient, clear seeing. It's a psychic ability.
But I mean, it's not, you know, it's nothing like yours.
Well,
you know, that's what I call my intuition. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. But I always tell people, what's the difference between intuition and psychic abilities? Fear. People who fear it call it intuition. People who don't fear it say, I'm a psychic. But then again, psychic, I was talking to a friend of mine about this the other day. That really doesn't justify our title because it really doesn't tell you what we do.
Yeah.
Now, on your part, intuition is good because you focus on one ability that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, like a lady asked me today, she goes, so what are your qualities? And, you know, what are your qualifications? I said, well, I'm a clairsentient, I'm clairaudient. Clairaudient, clairvoyant, clairsentient, claircognizances. There's a couple other two because I can actually smell things too that are not there. I can sense things. I'm an empath. I'm a dream interpreter, angel card reader.
I mean you have a lot. You have a lot of tools.
I'm also a relationship counselor, a life coach, and he's like, wow. I'm also a personal trainer. So,
oh, wow. Yeah, you really do then. Yeah.
I've had a lot of people encounter who freaked me out, too. They've come back, and this one guy looked at me, and he goes, if you want anything to know me about training and stuff, just ask Donnie. I'm like, oh, really? You've been listening. So acknowledgement is really good. But I was just freaking out going, that's wild, because the ideal psychic means one who reads energy, and that's something we do, but it goes way beyond that, you know? I don't know if even... We were actually using the word spiritual advisor, but that doesn't seem to really cover the whole thing, too. So it's just like, hey, hi. Lady looked at me one day, and she goes, oh, you're a psychic. I said, no, my name is Donnie. He just happens to be a psychic.
There you go.
I'm not going to let it justify who I am. It's just something I do and the idea of me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that problem with people who smoke pot. It's a part of me. No, it's not. It's like someone saying, "You think that?" Yeah.
No.
I said, "You're a whole lot more. You're a whole lot more than that." Mm-hmm. And you're actually using that whole thing, going, you know, I got ticked off at a girlfriend who said, "This is what I use in the ideal dealing with my life." I'm like, okay, but you're always coming to me for advice, so that's confusing. Pod, you know, pod just relaxes you. And some people, it doesn't even do that. It's just, it can become addiction like anything else. That's what I tell people, that pod is not addictive. If you are addictive person, if you have addictive personality, I'm pretty sure it does. Because it is an addiction. Because people, you know, like, I'm addicted to Pop-Tarts, but I had to kick that one. But, you know, there's a pattern. You got to sit and go the whole thing.
Right.
But it just drove me crazy with some of the things that people, like I said before, they're justifying their lives, and at the same time they're asking us, how can I help you to change that? I can't do anything for you. I can give you information. I think that's the true definition of a teacher. We just give you information. It's up to you to utilize it. And
right.
I do have a tendency to get very extreme about it. Like I tell people, I'm not treating you like you're stupid. I just have to get, I have a tendency to get very detailed. And if you don't understand it, don't let your ego kick in. Keep you from getting the answers. Just ask and go, okay, I'll understand this. Because I can actually look, you know, talk to my guides and go, can we simplify this for them? Of course we can. And they can also talk to their own guides and angels. Because I had a friend of mine the other day who was talking about, like you said, I'm looking, okay, this last guy, how come my angels told me he was the one? I said, did you ask him what that meant? And she goes, no, why? Because you had a feeling you should. And she was like, that's true. I said, but it came across as he was the one to help you really clarify what you want and who you want. And then he was gone.
I'm in the process of doing that, yeah.
It's a
I'm actually writing it
effect.
Down.
Right?
I'm writing
saying,
it down.
Out, yeah, as you go through the process, you're going to see things that you need to change. It can actually be a challenge to your beliefs. But actually, if you sit there and go with the flow, it will definitely match you what you want. But I keep telling the girls, if you get a guy who's looking at you and say, I don't know what I want, don't try to figure him out. Kick him out the freaking door.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely. Yeah.
He's actually trying to, it's like, I was going to say something. You messed me up. Anyway, no, just kidding.
All right.
I'm just saying, if you got to go, I'm just saying, it's not that long. That's what we're sitting here talking about. There's a lot of things that are going to happen very quickly, and it seems like today is the format for 3 months.
Wow, okay.
So it's like, but also I tell people flat out, this is what we come up with today. If you really start doing the work.
Yeah, this point in time, right?
Right. If there's certain things I think you should utilize that you haven't utilized yet, we'll definitely change the timing. And it's always a positive thing. It happens quicker.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It could be through your transition of these projects you're focusing on, I feel like crossing people in situations.
Well, yeah, this would bring me into a different milieu, you know, of people, I think. So, yeah.
Well, I took an energy drink yesterday, and I'm still feeling it now.
Are you wired?
Yeah, I'm sitting there going, whoa. And people are going, you're talking a lot. That's nothing. You can ask. I think Don has been on it before. I don't have to have energy drinks to talk a lot. That's just me. But but it was really nice talking to you. And you should stop by sometime, and you should come back on the show as a guest and get this spiritual roundtable really kicking.
When I get more of my aromatherapy stuff written down, I'll call you. How's that?
Sounds good. I love promoting people. Yeah, because I love promoting people, because I was actually told by a couple of readers on here on this show, don't come on my show and promote yourself. I said, well, then don't ask me what I do. You know? I just came on for a reading. And, you know, I didn't come on to promote myself, but you asked me what I do. I said, I'm on Blog Talk Radio. I do psychic stuff. I don't like you coming on doing that. Okay, I'm confused. Anyway, but you got to go? That's no problem.
Well, I think your show's done, isn't it? I didn't want to keep you.
I got one more person to get to. I'm going to get to them. I always make sure I get everybody.
All right. Okay, well, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thanksgiving's coming up. I keep thinking about turkeys, but I keep thinking about my family. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, and I'm good to talk with you again, and I'll try and catch your show more often.
Yeah, please do so. We're actually on 6 days a week now, so it's at either at noon or at 9 at night.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
All righty?
All right. Well, have a good one, sir. Okay.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. Going to our next caller, which is 310. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
All right. How are you?
I have no idea.
Huh.
So what's your name?
Well, my name is Vince, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
So how can we help you today?
Well, I've been really, really down and depressed because the last couple of days have been hell for me, actually the last few, 6 years. I've been in and out of work. I've had temp jobs. I can't find work. I've had a lot of interviews. I'm waiting to hear from one company that I interviewed with almost 3 weeks ago. So I talked to the girl today. She said they haven't made any decisions, and I'm hoping I get this job because, you know, yesterday I lost a court case fighting a traffic ticket. Then other issues happened. I didn't get any money from employment. And I finally got a notice from unemployment today saying that my benefits are going to run out at the end of this year. And unless a miracle happens, I'm going to be out on the streets and really screwed. And I'm almost there now. And my wife is really sick. Just a whole ton of things happening. And I'm just ready to just, like, give up and say, just take me now. I'm done. You know, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. You know, and I'm just wondering maybe if you can shed some light as to what's happening with, and if there's going to be a job coming for me or what.
I get the impression you should really focus on this. I guess you would sit there and keep your mind focused on the job itself.
Yeah.
You said that you've been waiting for 3 weeks. I keep getting the impression. I keep getting the impression that. I still keep getting that you'll get this job, but I definitely get the impression you'll have a job way before the end of the year.
I'm hoping. That's the only Christmas present I want right now is just a job.
Mm-hmm. I keep getting the impression you're going to get it. But I still feel like this one you're talking about, that's been on a hold for like 3 weeks, definitely coming through.
Okay.
But that's all I keep getting through my head, 3 weeks. I think it's because of what you've already gone through that I feel like it's going to come through.
Okay.
It's like one of those things I tell people a lot of times. It's the idea of take your mind off what's going on and start focusing on what you want to see. Because I understand, I've been there myself, and every time I get myself in one of these situations, I just keep focusing on what the solution is and also focusing on letting go of everything else. Which I know how the world has a tendency to remind you of everything, especially with bills. Like, quit sending me freaking bills. I don't need to be reminded of what's already out there. And they can actually work against you. We don't need more visuals on the things that we don't have. We need more visuals on what we do want.
Yeah. I mean, I just want a job, and I'm really hoping and praying I get this job because something has to happen for me real soon.
Well, the one thing that helps in these situations is a focus on the visualization and not just getting the job. It's the visualization of actually what would your life be like if you had that job, how things would change and that kind of stuff.
Well,
seeing those visuals.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing is how things are going to change for the better for me once I get this job. You know, so it's just a matter of when and how it's going to come and where I'm going to be working and all that. And those are the questions that I just don't have the answers to. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
Actually what happened 2.5 months ago, I was offered two jobs. One was a healthcare company and one was a cardboard box company. And I took the healthcare company job because it paid more an hour. And but I told them at the time I took it that I asked them if this job was going to be temp to hire full-time, and they said yes, and I told them. I really made it emphasize to them that I hope you're correct because I'm turning down a job that's going to go full-time after 90-day probation, and
uh-huh.
I'll get a substantial pay raise. So I'm turning that job down so I can work here. And after my fifth week, at the beginning of my fifth week, my boss said, I don't know what you're going to do for your job next week. I said, why? He goes, well, the girl you're replacing is coming back from disability next week. And I said to her, well, I said to him, well, I was told I was tempted to hire full-time. So then I went, I talked to HR, and she goes, no, you were just hired to be temp here. And I said, well, why didn't you tell me that at the beginning? Because now you're going to put me in a position where I was before with no job, no hope. And I turned down a job with another company just recently. And you're leaving me out in the cold again. I mean, they just pointed fingers at each other, and they said, well, this person dropped the ball, and that person is to blame, and, you know. So it was just so frustrating. So I'm hoping this job comes through. So, all right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And let us know.
Okay, we'll do. Oh, and by the way, did you hear Sylvia Brown died?
I did, and I was kind of freaked out about the whole thing because I never knew she was sick.
Yeah, well, I didn't know either, but I know she had a lot of health issues because of her weight and everything, too, and she had a heart problem as well. So it doesn't really come as much of a surprise.
Well, it seemed like it came on suddenly because people were complaining about when they canceled the show that they were all waiting to go to.
Yeah.
And that's when I heard about it. I was like, oh, really, Sylvia Brown? I didn't realize, I thought she was older. I hate to say that, but
yeah,
I thought she was older, too.
I thought she was
closer to 80, but she said she was only 71, right?
No, they said she was 77.
Oh, 77?
Yeah.
I still felt like she was hitting 80, which I know some people say 77 is close, but I mean, I thought she was really hitting 80.
Yeah.
I know she's been around a long time. I've actually read some of her books. I like her books. I'm not too happy with the way I've seen her do readings and stuff.
Yeah,
I like her books.
In the beginning she was really great, and over the few years, I think somehow she's lost it.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, well, thank you for your insight.
Oh, you're welcome. And just keep focusing. Right. When you get doubtful, just keep focusing on those visions you got going on. All right?
Okay. All right.
You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye now. Let's see. Well, that's our show. And we're waiting for this little circle to go. June 2. And, okay, we're cool. All right, guys, we're out of here. It's actually 1:42 p.m. Mountain Time here in Manitou Springs, Colorado. It's November 22nd, 2013. We'll be here Saturday night at 9 p.m. And we're here Monday through Friday. We try to do as many shows as we can. If we don't do the shows, keep watch. We will be. It's just the idea to try to juggle a lot of things right now. But we'll be there, and we'll see you then. So therefore, give us a call. We'll do readings for you, give you insights. We like to talk about Atlantis quite a bit, and the ideal of does it really exist? And the idea of regressions and past lives and that kind of stuff, and just explore it all. So join us next time. We'll be here tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Mountain Time. And we'll be glad to sit there and welcome you in at the Spiritual Roundtable. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given. See y'all later, and we'll leave you with a little mystery and mayhem.